Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so that you can change your life. My name is Reverend Shreese Thorne and I'm a spiritual teacher, healer, and founder of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment. And on the line with me today, I have Reverend Levon Fallhaber, who is the student coordinator and the program advisor of the New Dawn School. And as well, we have a special guest, Christina, who channels the goddess Sophia. And Sophia will be sharing wisdom with us today as well. Later on in the show, we're going to be open to callers who might have questions for either Levon about holistic health, myself about spiritual healing, or Christina, who will be channeling Sophia. Hi, Christina, how are you?
Good, hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. Levon didn't get a chance to speak to you last time, so thanks, Levon, for being, you know, for allowing us both to be on your program. The Sophia energy has a lot to share, both in terms of just the messages and energy. So, Christina, how would you like to do this? Can maybe the first half an hour we can just talk about the process of channeling Sophia and you know your experiences, and then maybe the second half of the show we can take callers. Is that comfortable for you?
Yeah, that sounds great. So yeah, just let me know when you want to talk to Sophia. It just takes me a couple minutes of breathing, or actually it's only about 10 seconds, 15 seconds of breathing, and then Sophia comes in. So you'll get two different personalities today.
Okay. Well,
the goddess and me.
Never a dull moment then.
No, there is never a dull moment in our lives. Yep.
Okay, let me give out the numbers to call in. It's 1-888-228-4494. Those are Station 2 numbers, but those are the numbers that people would have to call in. And worldwide, it's 1-877-489-6350. So again, Canada and the States is 888-228-4494. And if you're calling worldwide, 877-489-6350, and we can take those callers the second half of the show, but they might want to start calling in sooner. I remember last time there was two or three callers that didn't get through. So just so everybody does know that the lineup starts very soon. So so tell us about yourself.
Sure. Well, let's see. I actually didn't really grow up knowing that I would be a channel. So this is in the last 10 years, it's kind of new information for me. I grew up Irish Catholic. And it's actually a funny story. I was, it's funny now, but I was hit by lightning about 13 years ago, indirectly hit by lightning, which I think was that big jolt or awakening, which really started what people would consider psychic abilities and me starting to open up to these realms. So not long after that, I started to have some really interesting animal experiences. Lights would flicker on and off when I was in the room. When it was thundering and lightning out, I could, my hand would shake. So all of this started to kind of develop, where eventually I was able to do some mediumship work where I could sense beings from the other side in the room, and it just kept on escalating till one day I had this strong presence that there was a woman or a being standing next to me, and in one moment I just actually brought her through and started to channel the goddess Sophia. So it's been a wild ride. I compare it to being on a roller coaster. It's been up and down, all over, doing those big flips up and down, but it's been really amazing. So I feel blessed to be able to do this work, but it's definitely been a challenge embracing that another being speaks through me. So
now I have a question for you. I channel the goddess Kuan Yin, mm-hmm. but not in the way that you're doing it. She just kind of comes through, but she's not a different being. She's what I would call my higher self.
Right.
Because I actually remember incarnating here. I remember that, like, people were praying to that name, quote unquote, and then lo and behold, I'm here. But I also know that I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's tons. I mean, I think when a being like that
incarnates, it must choose quite a few different physical bodies. So I can't claim that, you know, that throne all on my own. But do you ever entertain the thought that is Sophia like a higher aspect of yourself, or is she indeed a separate entity from you?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I would, from my own experience, say that she's a separate being from who I am. Yet I'm really open to interpretation. So there are going to be some people that are really uncomfortable with that, and they want to say that she's a personality of mine, a higher aspect of self. But if you do a little research on Sophia, you'll see that Sophia name equals wisdom, or she's considered wisdom incarnate, or the counterpart to God in some ways. So she's actually all that is. So we could say that I'm Sophia, you're Sophia, we're all Sophia. We're all, you know, a part of God, Goddess, all that is. But from my perspective, she's very much different than Christina and a separate being from myself. And this is some of the challenges I've had in terms of Sophia's approach versus Christina's approach. I would say I am a little more diplomatic than Sophia, very human, let's say, in how I approach scenarios and how I interact with people. And I imagine that Sophia interacts with people from a very different level, that she's not always worried so much around human perspective, and she dives in there really quickly with people. She's not always diplomatic in the sense of she says what she knows as truth, and she leaves it at that. This is the truth that I know in the moment. Versus, you know, I'm a little more, I do a little more dancing with people. I'm a little more gentle than Sophia, yet, you know, she has great messages to bring. And I think a lot of people enjoy her embodiment, her knowingness, how she speaks in a voice of, I know, it just is what it is. So I admire that in her. And I'm working to embody some of that myself, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I think that it's an interesting concept, that knowingness. That I remember last time when she gave a message to my mother, who channels all that is, and was telling her that, you know, without us, quote unquote, she would just be the wind.
Right.
Do you ever feel like do you sense that you are filling any of her desires and her needs, or is she just there to help you with your walk?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one that we have really sat down and talked about. Well, I definitely feel that Sophia has a wish or a desire to speak to the planet. It's really about, she talks about that the goddess energy, the feminine energy, has been, you know, hidden or veiled or put underneath for a while, and that it's her time to bring feminine energy to the light of day. And that her wish is that she can bring tools to humanity to help awaken them, to help people find their individual wisdom, and that her and I have made an agreement that I would be the messenger for her, that I would be the vehicle for her, that I would allow myself to step into the role of, let me be the telephone line for the goddess Sophia. And her wishes are not always in line with my wishes. She sometimes, given she doesn't have a body, she doesn't have time, so she'll make requests sometimes that I'll have to say back to her, well, Sophia, given that I'm the human being here, I need a little more time than that. So she definitely does have, I would say, an idea of what she wants to bring to the world, and that I'm happy to be that, as long as Christina still has, you know, I've made my own boundaries with her. Well, I have a husband, I have a life, I have two other businesses that I run, so I love doing the Sophia work, and I also love being committed to some of the art that I'm involved in and some of the other projects in this third dimensional world that get me excited as much as Sophia gets me excited.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. I think it's important. There's a lot of people channeling, and the two of you seem to be very intimately connected, though.
Yes.
So I do often wonder if, you are greatly influenced by her and how, you know, you have, it sounds like you've set boundaries.
Well, I think it's very important to set boundaries, given, again, that she is a higher spiritual teacher that, you know, has a, she has great wishes for the planet, and I agree with them. I'm all for it. Yet I'm the human that has to walk day by day in the body here, and you know, there's limitations to being in a human body and working through my mind. So I think boundaries are really important in life in general, whether it's working with a spirit guide, whether it's working with your partner. I think making boundaries helps contain your energy and what's important to me, because I'd hate to give over my entire life to Sophia. As much as it's important, and I believe it's a really great service to the world, where does that leave Christina? So I believe Christina is as important as Sophia in terms of my body and my life here. So I'm pretty good at claiming that out in the world, because a lot of times people forget. You know, me being the channel, people forget that it's a lot of energy to do this work, and sometimes I get forgotten. I'll be in a group for 3-4 hours, and, you know, people forget that that's my body that's being utilized. So I have to keep on reminding everyone that there's another person involved here. So that's why I have the website ChristinaSophia.com. It starts with Christina, ends with Sophia. So it's about claiming myself as an important part of this collaboration, because it's really a collaboration.
Interesting. Thank you. Lavon, I'm taking up the whole time. Lavon?
Hello, Lavon.
Did you have any questions that you... I'm hogging it.
No, that's fine. You're asking wonderful questions.
Yeah. You actually, if I could butt in, Lavon hasn't been feeling well, and, you know, she had just an emergency tune-up yesterday. I did a little bit of the, you know, crystal bowl and some guided hypnotherapy and sent some energy. But, you know, as an empathic healer, she is striving for a state of balance, if that's okay if I talk about you, Lavon.
Great. I'd like to hear it, too.
Okay. State of balance between herself as a healer and also herself as a human. And I think Lavon has ascended in prior lifetimes. And I think sometimes when we've ascended and, you know, we go into that etheric spirit realm, we can kind of do anything. And then when we come back into human form, we forget about some of our physical limitations, and then we go and we are these superheroes until, you know, we get sick. So, you know, what message would you have to share, you know, with Lavon about some of those? I'm sure you've had to experience that as well.
I notice as an empathic, anytime I end up being sick or taking on energy, first and foremost, I mean, just my own practice is to not beat myself up for it. Because as an intuitive, I get bummed out sometimes, like, oh no, here's another time that I'm in bed because I gave up a little too much energy, or, you know, maybe I haven't taken care of myself in the way that I really could. So my first tool is to be nice to myself, which has been really challenging for me. I'm someone that is a perfectionist, likes to push on. So I would suggest, I don't know, a pat on the back, a hug from somebody, a reminder that the work you do is really powerful, and that some of the downfalls, I imagine, are taking on energies, and our body takes the brunt of it. So I'm sending you a hug. Is that okay?
Oh, great.
And I'm thanking you for doing the work, because I forget, I think, when I'm down, I forget to thank myself that I'm doing great work, and sometimes I just go a little bit. I just overextend. So I'm not sure if that's the story with you right now, but I'm imagining as an empathic that you feel a lot of things. So.
Oh, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my number one tool, is to, you know, appreciate myself. And then for me, I really work with a lot of, like, clearing tools. So anytime I'm sick or not feeling well, I work with salt, sea salt. So I'm, you know, constantly in the salt bath. I'm staging my house. I'm working with oils. And for me, I'm not really sure how you receive information, but hats are, like, my number one tool of covering up my crown chakra, saying to all the higher realms, I need to balance myself and just get well right now. So I wear a lot of hats after I do intuitive work to kind of shut that crown down and get back into the third dimension. So I'm always offering a black hat to people. I don't know if that sounds helpful, but those are some of my everyday practical tools.
Well, that's simple enough.
Yeah, and they're great. I always have a hat in my car, so, or in my bag. So that's how you know the difference between Christina and Sophia. Christina wears the hat, Sophia doesn't. Sophia doesn't need the hat.
Well, I think that it's interesting that you do have, like, a little bit of a differentiation
because I, you know, I'm on the radio, you know, or the air, or every day where I'm doing something. So either I'm a host or a co-host or a guest, and I'm noticing more and more that my state of awareness alters.
Right.
But it alters so subtly and so quickly. The next thing I know, I'm speaking as, you know, as all that is.
Right.
And it is confusing for some listeners because they're like, well, they are noticing like a change in tone or just the way, like I speak just a teensy bit slower, you
right.
know, which is probably healthier anyways, you know. Who wants to rush your words, but. It's happening more and more often, and like this altered state of consciousness, I call it, the altering of awareness, is now happening simultaneously with my like being human and my working here and my needing to get things done, not my needing to be a mother and a wife and a teacher and to, you know, get our modules done. So it's happening very quickly, but very subtly. And I'm wondering if, you know, that hat concept might put a little bit of distance, because we're actually going to have a class on Monday on how not to be so loopy after doing energy work.
Right.
Because a lot of the people, I mean, all the students that we have are all healers. So that's why we do that kind of stuff. But
right.
What do you think about that concept in terms of, you know, those who, I may not be channeling a separate entity, right? I it's myself because I remember being born as her, but yet I'm still in a physical body.
Right.
But some of me is not in a physical body, and trying to get the two together and to be as one is a challenge not only to myself, but to other people who listen to me. Some are getting confused.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I imagine that it's that blending, starting to blend and feel, you know, yourself as a great spiritual teacher, which is really amazing. But I definitely am someone that feels pretty strongly about the different hats that we wear in the world, to helping people define, so that, you know, here is me as a dancer. And not that I stop being intuitive when I'm a dancer, but I'm wearing that hat in the moment, and I'm choosing that expression. Here I am as a businesswoman in the real estate world that I'm in. Here I am as a channel. Now, here's Christina, here's Sophia. So I think defining can be really important, yet I also imagine that when we're first stepping into it, the blending of all the different worlds are really interesting as well. Sometimes it really amuses me to see what's Sophia's perspective on my real estate business, and to watch her energy, because she's someone that doesn't take over my body, but she will, you know, give a little look or come through my body for a second. So I think blending is really interesting. I don't think there's anything wrong with blending, but I'm one that really does like to separate and to have clarity, and then bring them all together at once. So I don't know if that's answering the question, but I think both ways are good, but I do like the idea of separating to help people understand the different sides of myself, so that in my real estate world, people are not looking at me, are you reading my mind? You know, I get that often, and I'm not going to read your mind, so it just helps for me to be with people in a way that really works, because they know what I'm representing at the moment, if that makes sense.
That's interesting, yeah. I like that. I think that. Thank you very much. It is interesting. So I'll have to meditate on that, and I guess it, you know, to everybody's sole purpose.
Exactly.
You know, it's special and unique. So, but it is something that a couple people have brought up.
Right.
I'm in human form just like you are. So,
exactly.
You know, perhaps, you know, before this incarnation, you know, I was Kuan Yin, and I'm everywhere and doing everything. And so, but in my human form, I'm not perfect. There, you know, there are limitations. I get tired. I
right.
get frustrated. I quote unquote, I get tired again. So I have to be very careful, you know, being so sensitive and being such an empath. And the depth of the healing that, you know, I offer is really, really very intense. And I'm, you know, I actually, you know, either people have to wait a long time to see me, or I refer people out. So I'm at the point where I'm teaching, but
okay.
It is really, it's a challenge, because people start seeing that, you know, these higher beings that they're praying to are better than them or greater, but they're not.
Right.
You know, when these beings take form, they're just like us. I mean, I'm not any different than anybody else. I just, you know, was formless a while ago and, you know, may have answered some prayers. So I think that worshiping or that putting on a pedestal sometimes harms humanity.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. That's something that Sophia will never kind of step into. She's always asking you to stand next to her, that she's not above you. And I think as intuitives, it's really important that we're able to share that. People are always saying, oh, you're so gifted. And yes, I have developed this gift that I have. But just like anything, anyone can practice. Anyone could, you know, connect with a higher guide, a being. Anyone has the ability to channel if you really want to channel. Not all people want to channel. So,
right. You know,
I definitely think we're all in an even playing ground here. It's just a matter of what are your choices? You know, what are you excited about? And I happen to be excited about seeing beyond the veil. I happen to be excited about, you know, the exciting burst of energy that is Sophia. So just depends what are you interested in, you know, and some people are really drawn to the other realms and some people are more happy being in the practical everyday life. So, you know, to each his own, and I believe that we're all on a divine path. So I love that.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. So thank you.
You know, what happens with me lately is when I am with people, I know that I don't know if I'm channeling, but I know when I close my eyes, I see the priestess colors, because I saw a form one time of a woman, red and blue. And then when I see that, I'm realizing now that's the goddess priestess of me, I assume. But I get stupid afterwards. I mean, I was at a lady's house and I tell her good night. It's 10:30 in the morning. You know. And then yesterday, my daughter, I went to her house and she asked for some organic cookies. So I went into my car and I came in and she says, "Where's my cookies?" I ate them. You know. So my daughter even told me this morning, "Mom, you're going to have to learn how to take care of that because that must be hard on the nerves." And it is a little embarrassing. I mean, am I going to get to a point where I'm going to run into a car or something? I don't feel that way, but it must be that I'm not quite back. Was that what it is?
Yeah, I love the cookies. It's really funny because I utilize a lot of chocolate after I channel. So it's that grounding, coming back down. And what really helps for me is finding a focal point or a focus point. So I a lot of times work with crystals. It's that coming back down that's pretty dramatic, you know, finding your feet back on the ground after you go to these amazing places where, you know, seeing visions of goddess and, you know, being wrapped in this, what I imagine to be, you know, a higher dimensional frequency where we don't have the same suffering. You know, they don't have the same suffering that we do on the planet. So we go up, and it's similar when I channel Sophia. I'm in this, wow, everything feels so lovely. This is so much fun. And the process of coming back down sometimes can be dramatic. Because, you know, we live in a very polar world. So I work with chocolate. I work with all different things to get me back grounded. And I used to be pretty worried, too, sometimes that, you know, I say to a lot of my clients after a session, I really recommend, it sounds funny, but it's not necessarily go hug a tree, but stand by a tree, look to your feet, look to the ground. Because I've had many clients talk about how after a session they feel very woozy or not able to acclimate because they have been, you know, sharing in Sophia's energy, which is a high vibrational energy. So I think it's pretty common of that disorientation. It's like skydiving and landing on the ground and going, whoa, where are my feet right now? So, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because those cookies were chocolate.
Chocolate.
They were.
Yeah, well, they talk about chocolate. I love the Harry Potter scene. There's a whole Harry Potter scene where they give him chocolate after working magic, and that's one of the very first things I learned out of getting out of school. I went to school over at Arthur Findlay in England, and one of the things I was immediately given right out of trance was chocolate and told that this is the magical cure to getting you back in your body. And ever since then, I typically have a chocolate bar in my bag most of the time, just in case.
Really?
The Girl Scout cookies of the world, you know, all the intuitives are going to walk around with some cookies in their bag, which is great. Why not?
Well, I mostly do massage, at least right now, but yesterday excuse me, the last two ladies I was talking to, they had a lot of questions, and that was it. And I said things to them that I would never have said. So I must have been kind of channeling, because I'm in an area where people are very, how can I say this, they're New Age, they call a lot of this stuff. It's of the devil, whatever. So I had to be very careful. But these ladies, and I know, and then when I walked out, I even thought to myself, you know, but I thought, well, obviously I was supposed to say this stuff. And then one lady really gave me a hug. She's talking about having a party in her home, and she just wants me to talk again. That's all. So, but that, I walked out, and I was, you know, scattered really bad.
Right.
So just a little chocolate bar would do that, huh?
A little chocolate would do wonders. Or, right. Again, I work with, I'm trained as a dancer, and I've also done some training in expressive arts therapy, which is using the body as the tool of expression. So I actually work a lot with my feet. So that just witnessing your feet, seeing your feet, or feeling your feet, because I imagine most of us are going to take the energy through our crown chakra, so the top of our head. We're going to open the top of our head. So when we start to close it down by looking down or getting connected down, that's also a tool that I work with all the time. So Sophia says the piggies. She laughs about the toes being the piggies. She'll talk about wiggling your piggies or getting your feet on the ground. So that's another thing that's really simple to do, that you don't necessarily have to have chocolate with you. But I'm still a big fan of chocolate, I have to say.
Well, it tastes good, that's for sure.
It works. It lifts you and grounds you at the same time. So, but I enjoy the, speaking a message that surprises yourself, you know, a form of, you know, channeling mediumship. I remember my first time doing a group with Sophia out in the world, that there were several Catholics in the audience, and she went on a whole little piece about Catholics and how that it sometimes can box you in. And I, as Christina, was completely mortified. I could feel my face getting red, going, oh, no. And this was back before I was a full body channel, so my eyes were still closed. So by the time I opened my eyes, I was like cringing, like if people are going to throw tomatoes at me. And one woman, just like you had shared, came up to me and hugged me and said, I believe everything she was saying about the Catholic piece was meant for me. So it was a big phew, thank goodness, because I wouldn't have necessarily said it in the way that Sophia said it. So spirit pushes us, you know.
You think?
Spirit pushes us to say those hard messages, but somebody has to, you know, someone's got to bring them through. So I honor that. It's uncomfortable, but, you know, I honor that in the end, you know, as long as we have good intentions, as long as we are, you know, trusting that there is good to all of this, that whatever those words are, they must be for the greatest good. So I love that story.
Well, thank you for, you know, thank you for being part of this program. I really appreciate, you know, LaVon, you having me on the show, and I also appreciate, you know, you being on the program, because the, you know, the foundation that we've run and, you know, the school and the classes is really about awakening and activating and allowing people to self-heal, permanent self-healing. So if LaVon, if there isn't anything that you want to ask, I was wondering if maybe we could switch so that I know that there might be some callers.
No, go ahead. See if there's
interested.
Some callers.
Do you, but I just want to see, LaVon, if there's anything that you wanted to ask. I don't. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to ask. I'm not ask, but make a comment that I had like 5 massages in a row, and they were all men, at least 6'2", and they all weighed 220 to 300 pounds. And I don't know if you've ever massaged, but boy, a lot of work. And. And I feel that it was my masculine part of me, you know. And I have been more bold,
right.
And I feel that's one reason I'm speaking more, because
right.
You know how men, as a rule, they don't care what people think, you know. But us ladies are usually more careful. So usually, because well, I've met some ladies too, so I'm not, you know. So I just, is that right? Is that what happened there?
I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but your explanation, I would trust in your intuition in terms of, you know, 6 men in a row. From, you know, a practicing intuitive, we really look at evidence that would be considered, yeah, that, you know, having six men in a row would be considered a big coincidence, which I imagine probably isn't a coincidence at all, which would seem, as you're saying, to encourage that masculine side of you or that speaking side of you coming forward. Yet it will be interesting when I introduce you to Sophia, because as much as she's goddess, she definitely has a bang or speak the truth or a bit of what people may perceive as a masculine energy. I really trust in your knowingness, and as you know, I always look to life as the greatest teacher. That if six men are showing up in a row, well, that's pretty powerful. So there must be something powerful that you're claiming back. So I always think that, you know, life itself is one of the greatest teachers. So I would trust your interpretation of it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Were you interested in me bringing Sophia through? Is that what I was hearing? I'm sorry, Charissa,
yeah,
I wasn't
sure. Yeah, unless there's something else, you know, that for the audience, you know, that you wanted to share at your level right now.
I always encourage people to check out the website. It's ChristinaSophia.com. There's a lot of interesting information on there. We're running a lot of specials right now. There's an introductory offer where you can meet Sophia, have an hour consultation with her that we offer a $50 discount and a money-back guarantee just in case you're not sure. A lot of people get nervous on speaking to the goddess, so it's our way of offering a door, an opening to get to meet her, no matter, you know, what your perspective is, whether you're familiar with channeling or not. And then we run a lot of specials, and I'm sure Sophia will fill you in on all the details of what's going on in our world. But it's been great being here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. Really, yeah. We're very grateful. Thank you.
So it will just take me, you'll hear a couple of breaths. You're welcome to speak. I don't need silence or anything. It'll take a couple of breaths, and then you'll have Sophia.
Okay.
Okay.
So I thought I would give out our website address. It's www.healingyoursoul.org, and that's, Levon, where your bio is at. Also my bio, and then my website is www.knowingspirit.org, and then you can listen to all the podcasts right off of my web. So hopefully I'll get to the point where all these shows are being podcast. Maybe, you know, 10, 12 of them are right now, but just so that people can just go right online and listen right online. And Levon, if you want to give out your info before Christina comes back.
Okay. If you're interested in a trauma erase or just want to talk, my phone number is 218-425-3983, 218-425-3983, and my email is lavonf, LAVONNEF, at WIKTEL.com.
All right, and hello, my friend. Yes, it is Sophia that speaks for. Is this a good time to introduce myself, yes?
Thank you very much for joining us.
It is an honor to be here with such beautiful goddesses, yes, holding the energy of healing, holding the energy of self-empowerment. Thank you, my friends, for inviting me today. It is an honor, yes?
Thank you. Thank you. We actually have a caller on the line, but I just wanted to, before we get into the call, because I think you might be occupied with them for the rest of the show, for Levon and myself and the school that we're running and the, you know, the task that we're undertaking at the moment, is there anything that you'd like to share with us at this time?
Ah, good. Well, thank you for creating that opening for me. In many ways, sisters, I say that you are doing great services, that you are allowing your souls to unfold, and you are doing it in a lovely way, in lovely timing, that all is well in regards to viewing the overall picture. Yet, I will say to both of you, the caring for yourself is the thing that rings out to me really loud as the most important thing right now. How can you be nice to yourself on a daily basis? Are you working with daily practices of comforting the body? So the thing I will offer both of you is the practice of being with your hands, for your hands are one of the most powerful tools as an intuitive, and usually we give those hands away. We are offering tools out, giving them to our students, always giving information away. So if you don't mind, I would ask that each day you take a moment and you connect with your hands.
that you possibly even do a little bit of cleansing on your hands and bring those hands to your heart and say a little prayer that I honor and heal thy body, that thy body be the vehicle for all of the spirit that I am bringing through. And body, if you have a message to me, speak up, because usually the body is going to say, you know what, slow down, try this, eat a little more greens, do this, and we are not usually listening to the body. So can I encourage you two beautiful ones to connect with your bodies once a day and ask the body, what do you desire from me today? Is that okay?
Oh, interesting. Thank you.
Yes, it is a challenge. And to really look at the hands, for the hands will give you lots of information. Both of your hands are beautiful ones, and when you place them on the heart, you will start to really practice this self-healing on a daily basis. And when we have healed women, yes, truly the planet starts to heal itself very quickly. And you are offering healing daily, so let's make sure we are healing yourself daily as well, yes?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, good. Lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Huh? You have a question for Sophia?
Yes, I'd like to know if you could give me a reading.
All right, sister. So I am going to challenge you a little and say that I do not give readings. What I do is I create an opportunity for you to ask a question, something that is important to yourself, so that we can pull forth your wisdom. When you ask to give a reading, a little bit of that is giving your power away. So do you mind if I ask you back? Will you ask me a particular question?
Yes. Can you connect me to my mother on the other side?
All right. So I am going to say to you that I am a channeled being, that we are not necessarily doing mediumship, but I am going to speak to you, sister, that you do have the ability to chat to your mother. So give me a moment. What is your mother's name, and when did she cross, sister?
She crossed August 2004.
Okay, and her name?
Her name is Aliyah.
All right. So as I feel her, sister, yes, she comes in a very... So I will explain that I am in a body, yes, and I am a channeled being. So what we have to do is interpret it through the channel's body. And as we try to connect with your mother, what we get is a strong energy that is facing you. It is like she has something that she really wants to look you in the eyes and say to you. So what is the thing that you were wishing that your mother and you could have chatted about before her crossing? And you don't have to go completely personal, given that you are on air, but is there something that you were wishing for that you could have chatted about when she was alive?
Well, is there anything I could have done to prevent her crossing?
Good. And sister, will you do me a favor and take a deep breath right now? And see if you can just, we can hear it out loud. I will do it with you. Take a deep breath. Good. I'm going to ask you to do it one more time. There is so much tension in your body around this question. Deep breath in. And down again. Good. Beloved, each being chooses their crossing. Yes, there are no accidents here. There are no mistakes here. Each person chooses their crossing, and there was nothing that you could have done differently than what you did. So I am going to ask that you as well connect with your heart. And every time you think of your mother, take deep breaths. It is the tension in your body. It is through the shoulders. It is this, something was not right. When you settle down in your body, you will start to receive gentle messages. That is your mother facing you, saying, beloved, all was in perfection. So can you take more deep breaths in life? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. And here is the practice. Each day, 3 deep breaths, and say to mother, I am ready to feel the truth of your crossing. And I promise you, sister, you will get evidence that your mother is fine and that all was as it should be. Can you trust me a little and try those deep breaths? With the deep breaths, it allows you to get that information. It's not about me telling you. It is about you getting the evidence that this is the truth. Is that all right with you? Can you try that on, 3 deep breaths each day?
Yes, I can.
Good. And I say to you, sister, your mother's ready to really be with you. So trust that you have that ability. All right, beloved?
Can she come in my dreams? Like, I'd like her to, you know, visit me in my dreams or...
All right. Now, that is a grand request. Doesn't mean that they always have the ability through dream states to connect with us. Now, sometimes it is much easier to utilize some third-dimensional things. So you might look out for feathers on the ground. You might look out for a little bird that is tweeting in your ear. So dreams are a place that it requires both of you to meet at a certain level versus, let us say, looking around you for evidence allows you to stay present on this planet. And what your mother's really wanting to do is give you a third dimensional message. But we will put the intentions out on dreams. It is about, before you go to bed, again, working with deep breaths. The more you are relaxed, the more you will be able to reach out to her in a dream. Ah, and as I am feeling the channel, the voice is going. So I am going to leave it as that, sister. Trust that your mother will communicate in whatever way she can. And does not always mean dreams is the way she will come. But be open, for she is speaking to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. And do you have a website or any book sale?
Yes, I do. It is ChristinaSophia.com. And at the moment, we have 3 different CDs, yes? And for you, I would suggest the middle one. It is Tools and Techniques to Manifest Your Dreams and Visions. And it will help you trust in yourself. And it is really about trust, because from the trust perspective, sister, you can do anything. And especially in regards to your mother, you can truly make connections to her. All right?
Okay, what is the website again?
It is Christina with a K. Yes.
And so, K-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A.
T-I-N-A, Christina.
K-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A.
Okay, let's do it again. I'll start. K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. And then it's Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A.com.
And it's with a K, right?
It's with a K, yes.
K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
That's right. Sophia, and then Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A. I would love to hear from you, sister, so pop us an email as you are practicing your breath.
I don't have any computer. I would have to go to the library.
All right. Well, you can just connect energetically and really trust that I feel, sister, much is unfolding for you. So thank you for calling in today, and thank you for putting...
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I have a question, unless... Is there somebody else on the... another caller on the line? Okay. And when somebody does get on, you can just say boo. I have a question as a healer and an intuitive counselor. I channel energy to... Well, I found out, not that I intentionally channel, I found out that I channel energy that goes very deep into the soul tract of a spirit being, or what you would call, into their memory or their Akashic records, and it goes at it like a subconscious level of their mind, and it takes out a lot of old pain and trauma, and it happens to be fairly intense. And I seem to not have any control over how intense the process is. Because, I would like to, offer less intense sessions for people, like, let's say, a half an hour instead of doing, an hour and 90 minutes. Because sometimes people aren't ready for, a life transformation.
Yeah.
Is my, kind of inability to control the level of intensity and, an indication of, a predetermined path or concept, or is that a skill that can be practiced or honed in on?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. I am going to say it is the curse of having a loving heart like you do, yes? It is the curse of feeling that there is a piece of material that would like to come forth, and I have the ability
to bring it through right now. Now, just because we have the ability to bring it through does not mean that that's the best thing for you or the client. Sometimes our material, let us say, information that has been trying to get our attention for a long time, it is like a being itself. It is a bit pushy, yes? So that for you, sister, I would say that each time before you start a session, you ask, yes, that only the information, you only allow information to come through that is not harmful or exhausting to you, that is only, let us say you give it a barometer, anything that goes past the level of, I would say for you, a 7 or an 8, anything that is past a 7 or an 8 intensity, no thank you for today. That we will gently get to that place in prior sessions. So it would be to allow yourself to open and to share with the client, I believe there is an hour and a half worth of material here. However, I don't know that it is in your greatest interest nor in mine to squeeze it into one session. Let's turn this into 3 sessions so that we can be gentle. It is about saying to spirit, you know what? We got boundaries here, yes? We got issues around the body. So please respect, yes, myself and my client and allow the information to come out gently. The key here is gentle. So instead of saying whatever information chooses to come through, so be it, let us say whatever information can come through gently is the information I allow. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it does make sense.
Good. Get a little more pushy, yes, with the spirit realm. We love it when you get pushy, yes? When you give us rules, it tells us that you are respecting thyself versus turning yourself over as a vehicle, yes, that is a machine. You're not a machine, yes? And even machines break, yes? If you work a machine too hard, it breaks down. So same with the body. Let's not overwork you, because really you are here to service a greater picture. And in order to do that, we must take care of thyself, yes? This is the theme of today, yes? Taking care of thyself, taking some baths, yes?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. That is, it is important, and it's, I do sometimes feel a burden, and that has come up before in the past, that because I'm capable,
yes,
I feel almost obligated, and now that I'm trying to, you know, pull back a little, there's a lot of old, you know, religious beliefs,
yes,
and not necessarily bad, but there are a lot of religious beliefs that are coming to the surface that, you know, I recognize that these are all gods and goddesses. I'm not greater than them. And also to recognize that when they're ready, they can come as well. And they can come however often they want to choose. And if they want to come once, that's fine. And if they want to come weekly, that's fine. But I do have to allow them to make that choice themselves and not try and do so much at once. So
yes,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, do so much at once. It is a great thing. Let's not do too much at once. And I'm also going to just utilize the tea. So you know what parents do when they say a big time out, yes? They put the tea at their hands, they make the cross of the tea. If you are in a session and it is starting to feel like it is overwhelming, create that tea. It is actually a universal symbol of time out. Give me a moment to get reconnected and say, do I choose to go here? Do I choose to continue? Does the client choose to continue? Simplest things, and especially gestures with the hands for body-based intuitives like both of you here, yes, all three of you actually, like the channel I am coming through, the hands are very powerful tools. So any gestures you make is going to help spirit. So even a putting the hand out like a stop the energy, like a person at a stop sign is putting the hand out, yes? Utilize your hand to direct spirit, and you will find that your spiritual unfoldment is a lot easier. Use your hands as your conductors, yes? We imagine you like the grand conductors of the spirit realm. Give us direction, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that is hard. It's hard for humans to hear that. Oh, my goodness, me give spirit direction? And I say, you go right ahead. You, let us say, direct that orchestra, because you truly are creating that music. So direct it, and it will be easier on the body.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ah, you're welcome. It is lovely to be with you, and it is lovely to hear you expressing the challenges of being an awakened one.
for it is very challenging to remember as much as you do. And as we ground it in, as we go gentle with it, it doesn't whip us around. A lot of, let us say, intuitives feel like they're in tornadoes all of the time. And it's truly about saying to the energy, let me settle down. Let me have some breath here. And if we would all take more breath, I am even speaking to myself coming through the channel body right now. Breath is so essential, yes?
Yes, it really is. Yeah. It really is. Thank you. I appreciate that. It has been... Sometimes I wish I wasn't awake. The days when I was asleep and I didn't know who I was, you know, that little bit of ignorance was blissful.
Yes.
Because with this awakened state, become, you know, you're much more aware and, you know, responsible. But it is the way it's enjoyable, just sometimes a little bit more challenging.
Yes.
But, yeah.
It is back to that matrix, yes. Which pill did you take? Uh-oh, you took the awakened pill, yes. That it is a challenge, but really seeing reality, seeing beyond the veil what really is a gift as much as a curse. So we honor the curses and then we remember the gifts as we are in the curse of the day. Oh, God, it is so hard to be an intuitive. But thank goodness that I remember the truth of why I am here, yes?
Yes, yes.
Good. Good. And it is Lorraine, yes?
Pardon?
Is that the other? Yes, I am.
Levon. Yeah.
Hello,
yes.
Sister. Yes, I just have not heard your voice. I was curious to feel your energy through your voice, yes?
Yes, yes. I'm a little bit hoarse today, so.
That is all right. How are you being, sister?
How am I being?
Yes.
I'm very happy with what's happening in my life. I don't know what I'd do without Charisse. I was told by intuitive people that I was going to find an individual that was going to show me what I really came here to do, and I had to go 12 hours away from my home, and she has been such a blessing. So,
grand.
So she's so patient with me.
grand, you are feeling gifted that your soul's unfoldment, that you're really unfolding into the truth of who you are. How grand. And the body is just acclimating right now, yes? With a little bit of sniffles, a little bit of cough, yes?
Yes, yes.
Body is acclimating to these great energies coming through your body. Trust it. And do you work with eucalyptus at all? On the chest is a really opening, clearing, and really encourages the energy of freedom, freeing that chest up.
I did think of that once. I do take Halls, you know, the unsweetened stuff. That really helps me sleep.
Yes.
You know, so I don't cough my head off all night. And it's got a lot of eucalyptic in it. But
yes.
I do. You're right. I have some essential oils, so I should put that on.
Exactly. It is the oils on the chest that encourages those lungs to open up. And it is really the vibrational frequency is of freedom, and freedom on the chest helps to breathe and to remember that you are in the body. So let's bring some of that on your chest to encourage freedom, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Good, lovely.
I have a, if there isn't a caller, sorry, Levon, do you have a question?
No.
Okay, if there isn't a caller, and I think we've got 3 minutes. I don't want to go over our time. But if there isn't a caller, and I'm not hearing one, then I have another really interesting question to ask.
All right.
In terms of memories, I remember people, you know, praying to the goddess Kuan Yin, and then I felt like I was being pulled. But now I realize that I was already here before I was pulled, right, because we're all one.
Yes.
But then I also remember traveling here, and I can't say that it's a craft. I just traveled here with, you know, other brothers and sisters of light. I'm sure I'm not the only one in this boat, you know. I'm not the chosen one anyhow. So I think that, you know, that Christ himself is inside of us. I heard somebody laughing over there. The Christian, you know, how do we bring together those energies of remembering coming from another star system, also remembering, you know, having people pray to you, and now being in the physical body and having to give spirit direction and limits sometimes. I know I'm not giving you a lot of time to do this, but is that a thought that you could touch
yes,
upon.
Yes, I am going to say that we are all the chosen ones, that we are all here to remember that we are masters. And the path of mastery is allowing lifetimes, different memories to come home. And in allowing it to come home, instead of getting focused, what does it mean? What is it, the greater picture? It is to allow it gently to come into your body and to allow it to be like a story. This is an aspect of self. Many people get stuck on their past lives, get stuck on a memory of a spaceship, where when you allow it to come in, just like another story, that you have storybooks. As a children, we have all of these storybooks. Imagine that that is one story that you have lived through, and that you can put it in the library of all that is, and you will know which one is important for you to be with, which one is important for you just to stack away in the library. Because mastery is all about remembering you are all things, and you have had lots and lots and lots of experiences, including being the chosen one. You are all chosen ones. You have all chose to come to planet Earth and to awaken and to remember that you are here to become masters. You are here to move past the limits of your planet. So claim it. I am a chosen one. Why not? Yes?
Yes, I'm choosing myself. Let's put
yes,
it that way.
Yes.
Good, beloved. And I was just wanting to stay within your time frame as well. That is the quick answer, yes?
Yes, no, thank you. That's really, it's powerful. I think as, you know, a lot of healers are, you know, listen to the show, and, you know, as a result, I have a lot of healers as clients, and so does LaVon. These are questions that come, that do come up, because a lot of, you know, memories come to the surface.
Yes.
So dealing with those memories sometimes is difficult. So, but thank you so much for joining us, and we do hope to have you on again more often. I do know that it is time to close up. So, if you just wanted to give out your information just one more time, and I think we can end.
Yes, thank you, my friend. It is Christina with a K, Sophia.com. It is an honor to be with all of you. I remind you that you are God, Goddess, I am. Thank you, my friends. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Shreese Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Shreese sending you light and love on your journey home.